Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Amazon launched Amazon Clinic, a platform to connect users with healthcare providers for common ailments like allergies, skin conditions, acid reflux, and UTIs. Prescription renewals are also available for conditions like migraines, high blood pressure, and asthma. The service will operate in 32 states and does not include health insurance, with pricing varying based on the provider. Users will remain connected with the healthcare professional for up to 2 weeks past the appointment and can send follow-up messages during that time. Amazon launched Amazon Pharmacy for Prime members in 2020, which delivers discounted prescriptions to members, and Amazon entered a deal to purchase healthcare company One Medical for $3.9 billion in July. Previously, Amazon offered app-based telehealth called Amazon Care to employees in select companies across the U.S., but that shut down in September. Google settled a privacy lawsuit with a coalition of 40 state attorneys general. Google agreed to pay $391.5 million over misleading location history settings from 2014 to 2020. Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum stated, "Consumers thought they had turned off their location tracking features on Google, but the company continued to secretly record their movements and use that information for advertisers." The attorneys general say this is the largest ever multi-state privacy settlement. On Tuesday, Apple announced Emergency SOS through satellite is available to iPhone 14 users running iOS 16.1 in the US and Canada. It will be available in France, Germany, Ireland, and the UK next month. Connecting to a satellite when out of Wi-Fi or cellular range will allow users to exchange text messages, if available, or speak with an Apple-trained emergency specialist as a go-between for local emergency services. A demo mode is available to test out how the service functions without sending messages to a dispatcher. The service will be free for 2 years before Apple plans to charge a yet unannounced fee. Autonomous driving company Waymo announced its latest car sensor arrays are creating real-time weather maps aimed at improving the ride-hailing services in Phoenix and San Francisco. The sensors can measure raindrops on windows, detecting the conditions and severity of fog or rain on a more granular level than reports from airport weather stations. The data collection could prove helpful in future regulatory meetings, as currently Waymo and rival company Cruise are not permitted to operate in heavy rain or fog in California. GitHub announced a new feature enabling security researchers to privately report vulnerabilities in public repositories. Maintainers can enable private reporting through settings, and submission by security researchers can then be accepted, possibly collaborating to fix the flaw, or rejected. GitHub announced the feature as part of the GitHub Universe 2022 Developer Show to offer another option instead of communicating vulnerabilities in public over social media. Following Monday's news, micromobility company Bird overstated revenue for over 2 years. The company noted in a regulatory filing it may need to scale back or discontinue certain or all of its operations in order to reduce costs or seek bankruptcy protection. Bird pointed to current market volatility and factors beyond its control as potentially impacting how or if the company receives further equity or debt financing. Nike is launching Dot Swoosh, a Web3 platform enabling users to buy, sell, and trade virtual shoes and clothing. Signups for Dot Swoosh begin on November 18th, though the first digital collection isn't expected until January 2023. Nike says it will allow creators to enter a community challenge to win the opportunity to co-create virtual products with Nike, as well as earn royalties on sales. The Dot Swoosh announcement follows a year after Nike's purchase of Web3 company RTFKT, which made NFTs and sneakers for the metaverse. Google Play added the Unified Payments Interface, better known as UPI, as an option for users in India to make subscription-based purchases. This follows Google launching UPI as a valid payment method for purchasing apps, games, and in-app content through the Play Store in 2019. TechCrunch reports Google confirms no other changes to the billing system, meaning Google will still take a commission from subscription-based purchases. Apple added UPI as a payment method in India to the App Store last year, though not for reoccurring payments. Opera updated its desktop browser to add quick access to TikTok on the sidebar. Other social media sites accessible quickly through the sidebar already included Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram, as well as a media player sidebar for Spotify and Apple Music. All of these are the web app versions. WhatsApp's latest beta introduces a companion mode, allowing the linking of another smartphone or Android tablet to a primary WhatsApp account, limited to 4 linked devices. All messages and calls remain backed by end-to-end encryption on any linked devices. A few features not currently active in the beta are the ability to view live locations, managing broadcast lists, and stickers. Electric air taxi company Archer Aviation is planning a $118 million factory in Georgia, expecting to hire up to 1,000 people. The facility is planned to be adjacent to an airport in Covington, Georgia. Archer's planned air taxis are battery-powered, capable of vertical takeoff and landing, and would hold 4 passengers and a pilot. United Airlines earlier placed a $10 million deposit for 100 aircraft from Archer for $1 billion. Archer is still seeking Federal Aviation Administration certification. The Game Awards released the nominee list for the 2022 ceremony. God of War Ragnarok earned the most nominations with 10, followed by Elden Ring and Horizon Forbidden West with 7 nominations each. The event, which always also features tons of new game announcements, will take place on December 8th. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.